broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning. Thursday, November the 2nd, 2023, 19 minutes past the hour. And we want to thank Glenn Coble for coming on this morning, just days before the big election. Don't forget, election coverage here on WGH Talk will take place on Tuesday night, November the 7th, starting at 7:15 p.m., and we will go until all the races are called. Pastor Craig at Republican headquarters, Matt Morgan at Democratic headquarters, Linda Sims. No, Matt Morgan at the Board of Elections. You know, I'm working on such little sleep right now, and I'll tell you why in just a second. Linda Sims at Democratic headquarters, Matt Morgan at the Board of Elections, myself, Carrington Nelson, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow, and I believe another special guest in studio that night, and a call-in from Bill Collins, win or lose. We have talked to him about that, and possibly some other special guests. So it is going to be something to behold on election night 2023. Boy, we're going to find out everything that night. And by the way, we are going to keep a close eye on the state issues. So if you're interested in those, we'll be covering those as well. Now, I do want to mention again here that the Lee Street Presbyterian Church's annual bazaar, 455 Lee Street, Saturday, November 11th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch served from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. A large selection of baked goods, homemade candles, popcorn balls, decorations, gifts, crafts, and miscellaneous items will be for sale. The lunch menu is shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, chili, other soups to be determined, desserts and beverages. Come and enjoy. Thank you for your support. Lee Street Presbyterian Church's annual bazaar, 455 Lee Street, Saturday, November 11th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Well, this has certainly been your election headquarters the last 2 days. Yesterday, we had Cody Higley on, who is running for River Valley School Board. And let me tell you, the backlash from that interview, I don't think there was any backlash against me, but, you know, if there was, who cares? I've had backlash before, so that's not any big thing. The backlash against that interview, I think against Cody, has been something to watch. I have seen messages, I have seen posts on social media about it. That is a very serious race for people, and there was a, let me put it this way, and listen, this is going to be an unpopular opinion for a lot of people, but it's the truth, so if you speak the truth, it doesn't have to be popular. Here's the thing. I had Adam Wickham on, the superintendent of River Valley Schools, who I think by all accounts would like the levies to pass for River Valley, and I gave Cody equal time. Now, whether or not you believe what Cody said was accurate or not, or whether you agree with his opinions, it would not make me not book him. Let's put it that way. I believe everybody should be given a chance to speak. Now, people can believe and draw their own conclusions from what is said, but of course you have him on. And of course you have Adam Wickham on. That's what you do. Just like if you have Glenn Coble on, you make the offer to Bill Collins to be on. I'm sure there's a lot of issues that they don't see eye to eye on. If you have the auditor on, you have the mayor on. Clearly there's issues they don't see eye to eye on. That's what you do in the broadcasting game. Now, again, I don't think I've taken any heat over this, but it is interesting that Cody has taken heat over that interview. Now, that's his own fight to fight coming up on Election Day, but it was interesting to see how people went after that. And I was shocked a little bit about that. Usually school board races do not get that kind of attention. And as a matter of fact, I was contacted by another school district about covering their school board races. I think because that one got so much attention. So there you go. Glenn Coble on this morning talking about his mayoral race. Also, don't forget, he'll be on with Linda Sims 10:15 today. So if you want to hear more from Glenn, you'll get your chance this morning at 10:15. My phone lines are open here if you have anything to say. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have anything to say about anything as we head into this big election day. Certainly local. Do you like what Glenn had to say? I mean, we're just a few days away now. Do you like what Cody Higley had to say yesterday? Are you shocked to hear that there has been a little bit of fallout from the interview with Cody yesterday on the program? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I will also start off this morning by saying again, big things happening here at the station, and I probably will be able to make that announcement tomorrow. There have just been a lot of transitions going on, so I most likely will be able to talk about it tomorrow morning in detail. Now, succulents, I don't have one yet, but there is hope that I will have one very soon. One of our listeners the other day said they had succulents. They were going to give me one as soon as they were potted. So I think the succulents, the whole succulent plan is looking pretty good here. Still have not ordered the Studebaker radio, but I'm going to make great effort to do this tonight, best I can. We've talked about election night, 22 days till Thanksgiving. Holy moly. I'm not going to announce this every day, but it's shocking that it's this close. Fruitcake toss coming up very soon, and we're going to start taking entries into the fruitcake toss, hopefully within the next week, as soon as we get the official date for the fruitcake toss, and it should be a big event this year. I wanted to tell you why I'm a little tired here this morning. Last night we did a huge taping over at the studio. Television taping, which you'll be able to catch on YouTube. Not now. They're not up yet. Probably this weekend. We did big tapings with Mary Ellen Withrow, Buckeye Guy, and Weasel, Carrington, Matt. They were all there. We had a ton of fun last night, all of us together. Sean was there, and it was just very enjoyable. The room was completely filled. We could not have put any more guests in the room, but those were some good guests to have going into the election and the final stretch of the Ohio State football season. Buckeye Guy and Mary Ellen Withrow. And trust me, they give their opinions. And the big Ohio State scandal going on. Does anybody know about this scandal about Michigan possibly allegedly stealing the plays of Ohio State? I certainly heard Buckeye Guy talk about that last night. That was a very heated subject with Buckeye Guy. And I guess if you're a super fan, as well it should be. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. But that's why I'm a little groggy here this morning. But we will soldier on through. Now, today, Linda Sims will be on from 10:15 until 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy will be on from 12:15 to 1. So that's how the schedule will fill out today here on WGH Talk. Okay, I've got to talk about this again. I talked about it a little bit yesterday, but I don't think I got into the great detail that I wanted to get into in regard to this. On Halloween, there was an escape room challenge. Now, if you've never done an escape room, what happens is that there are boxes, and the boxes have locks on them, many locks, and you have to answer clues to open up the boxes. And what happened was, on Halloween, people were divided into two separate groups. And the group that I was involved with got the box opened before the other group. Now, you know, nobody wants a bragger. Nobody wants to hear anybody gloat or anything like that. I'm just saying that we got our box open before the other group did. And I think I would say that that was the purpose of that whole project, because I'm not really sure what the other purpose would be, because why have two groups if everybody gets the same prize and you're really not racing each other to see who's going to get it first? And if you would have seen the groups that day, they were trying to get it fast. They were trying to get these clues fast. So that tells me that that speed had something to do with it. Now, that all being said, my group did get the box open first. The other group did not. Nothing horrible with that. But yesterday, the person who was heading up the second group did not like that I had said that. Now, again, it's really not a negative thing to come in second place. You know, there's got to be a second place when you have a first place. So all I want to say is yes, I believe it was a competition. I don't believe there's any two ways to say it wasn't a competition. And yes, my group did get the box open first, but it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the second group. Certainly no shame in being second place. So that's all I wanted to say. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's clear up morning here on the station. Oh, also, Sarah called in yesterday, and we were having an interesting conversation about what is negative and what is positive to say about people on the air. And my contention is that as long as you don't use somebody's name, I don't think it's wrong to point out things that go on in your life. I mean, it's your life. You got to have something to talk about every morning. And as long as you don't use any names and you're not intentionally trying to disturb people, I'm not really sure what the problem is. I think people are very sensitive nowadays. Now that all being said, Sarah had a point to make with that, and she got interrupted yesterday by a call, I think. So, Sarah, if you're out there listening and you get a moment this morning and you want to finish that thought from yesterday, we would love to hear that. But does anybody have a problem with that? I mean, I understand. Listen, nobody wants to be told anything negative about themselves. I understand that. But heaven forbid, if you went on this social media page yesterday in regard to the Cody Higley interview, boy, you would have seen some negative things flying around there. But, you know, such is life. I don't think it ruins anybody's life. And as I've said, I don't know any broadcaster who ever went on the air that never said a negative thing about somebody else. I think it's just something you do. It's just your opinion. And a lot of times it's your life. And it's just your opinion. It doesn't mean any more than anybody else's opinion. So, you know, I don't think that's a big thing at all. And I've been doing it for years. I don't know why all of a sudden it's become such a tentative thing with people. It's become such a point. I've been that way for a long time. But I never do use names, because I don't think you should point out somebody who doesn't want to be pointed out. So there's my little soliloquy on that this morning. Let's see. Is there anything else interesting to talk about? Early voter turnout's high. I don't know what that's going to mean on Tuesday, but I guess we'll all find out as we get closer to that date. I did get a message yesterday that the chicken place out on Route 4 that we've been talking about for so long apparently does have a help wanted sign out there. So I don't know what that means for the future of that place or where that's going, but that's kind of interesting to find out. Has anybody seen the help wanted sign out there at the chicken on the chicken place at the chicken place on Route 4? 740-751-4038. 31 degrees here in Marion, a degree away from freezing. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I would love to hear from you this morning. Now, I want to go back to our Family Feud here because I believe we've been doing this Family Feud question for 2 days, and we do not have it finished out yet. Now, I do remember the answers that we got yesterday, and I think there's one answer left at this point. The category was name something that drips. Name something that drips. Now, the answers we have, number one is water faucet. Number two is a nose. And number four is coffee. But we still do not have the number three answer. Does anybody know what the number three answer is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that drips. 92 people said water faucet. 4 people said nose. 2 people said coffee. And there's one answer left. Number three on the list. What is it?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try ice cream.
Not ice cream, but a good guess.
Okay.
No ice cream on the list, but certainly not a bad guess. Name something that drips. That's where we are here. Water faucet, number one. 92 people said water faucet. Nose is number two. 4 people said nose. Coffee is number four. 2 people said coffee. But what is the remaining answer? Does anybody know? Name something that drips. Water faucet, nose, coffee. What is the missing answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that drips. All right, let's go to the phones here.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try rain. It drips off a house.
No rain on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No rain on the list here today. Name something that drips. Water faucet, a nose, and coffee are on the list here today. But we still do not have that number three answer that we're looking for. Name something that drips. Does anybody know the answer that we are missing here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Water faucet really ran away with this one. 92 people said water faucet. 4 people, the number two answer, the closest thing to water faucet was a nose. 4 people said a nose. Coffee, number four. With 2 people. But the number 3 answer is still there. Name something that drips.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Let's try this one. Sweat. When you're hot and sweaty, you drip.
You do drip when you're hot and sweaty. No hot and sweaty on the list.
Okay.
No sweat. No hot and sweaty people on our list today. Name something that drips. Water faucet, nose, and coffee. One answer left to go. What is that one elusive answer that we are having quite a time getting here? Do want to mention, tomorrow morning's our big Friday here at the station. We start the morning off with Matt and I at 8:15 a.m., we have Pastor Whitaker at 9:15. We have Matt and I at 10:15. Pastor Craig at 11:15. Pastor Craig, Matt and I on the Exchange Club at 12:15. Then we have Study His Word at 1:15 with Pastor Craig. And then Carrington, Matt, Sean, and I, 8:15 until 10 p.m. tomorrow night on this station. The big Friday night schedule, Friday day schedule. Name something that drips. Does anybody know what it could be? All right.
Go ahead, caller.
What about oil or a roof?
No oil or a roof. Hey, did you get a chance to hear Glenn this morning?
I heard part of it. I just couldn't get myself up, but I have an appointment, and I just dread going outside.
Oh, it's definitely cold.
And my arm is so sore from getting a single shot yesterday. I can't hardly move my arm.
Oh. What do you make of Glenn's thoughts as we're 5 days away from the election?
Well, I hope he gets it. I hope he gets it and somebody can sit down with Miranda and get this all straightened out.
Do you think Glenn has a decent chance with these two issues, abortion and recreational marijuana, on the ballot?
He might if a lot of the younger progressive people get out, if they'll get out and vote.
You know, how do you, you probably listened to the mayor on here and heard what Glenn had to say. How do you think, what do you make of the mayor's thoughts and comments on Glenn's campaign?
No, I didn't hear that. I thought that he was being impartial to both of them.
Well, I guess that's it. Not endorsing Glenn, even though he's the Democrat, and I guess that's where we are. Did you think he might endorse Glenn because he was the Democrat?
I thought so, but then I thought, no, Schertzer don't operate that way. He operates with what has to be done and what needs to be done, not by party. He cared about the city. He didn't care about the affiliations. He cared about the city.
Well, I'll tell you, the interview that's getting all the attention in the last 24 hours is Cody Higley yesterday. Did you hear that interview, River Valley School Board?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, he made some assertions yesterday during the show. He's running for River Valley School Board, and a lot of people, they're not coming at me, so it's not anything to do with me, but they're certainly coming at him for some of the things he said during that interview in regard to River Valley. And I find that fascinating, that school board race and those levies out there at River Valley have become such a hot-button issue for people.
Well, I'll have to try to get some more information on that. I generally like to support schools, even though we property owners are the ones that always have to pay for it, even though we don't have kids in school anymore. But I guess we've got some people have great grandchildren. I don't right now don't have any in school, but I've always been supportive of the Marin City and Dry Rivers and the MC.
Yeah,
Marcus out there.
Well, I guess we'll see how it all shakes out. Do you think abortion and recreational marijuana are going to pass?
I don't know.
We'll all find out together on Tuesday.
Yes, we will.
Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, name something that drips. This is where we are. Name something that drips. Water faucet's number one, nose is number two, coffee is number four, and we have one answer left. What is it? Who's going to slide in with this correct answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I thought the oral would be there. Let's try clothing. If you're soaking wet, you drip.
No clothing on the list. Hey, did you hear Glenn Coble this morning?
No, I hardly caught just a very little of it.
Well, what do you think Glenn's chances are on the whole with a few days left to go?
Well, I think that, I guess as a policeman or whoever's running, he knows so many people, so I'd say it's very hard.
What did you hear Cody Higley yesterday?
No, uh-uh. Yeah, I didn't hear hardly any of that.
Yeah, that's got a lot of attention for whatever reason. I don't know what got under people's skin about that particular... I guess the fact that he said he did not support both of the levies, and he was a little critical, I think, of the way things are done now. But I was surprised at the backlash to that.
Well, what about the levies? I know at Richdale, when we talked to one of the principals, you know, always a levy, a roof needing six, and it was constant. And I don't know back then if they could, like 40 years ago or 50, if they could use it for other things. And you said just go use it for the roof. And they didn't, so I quit voting for it. I don't know then if, I think they got it fixed now where it has to be used for, like, building or whatever. Back then, I don't think it did. And it was constantly a roof need of on a building or something. So, no, I didn't hear that. I wish I had, but I'm doing some stuff outside, so I didn't hear that.
Well, no, you have any feeling on abortion and marijuana next week? Or you think they're going
to
pass?
I'll vote no on those, because I wanted you to have somebody on about the marijuana. If he's a doctor and if he works in Whirlpool and it's for leisure, but to get called in, because what I've seen on my thing, marijuana affects the brain and everybody's different. So if a doctor or emergency gets called in, and everybody does it different, it affects everybody from what I get different. So am I going to go to the dentist and he's had his leisure marijuana? No, drugs are going around. I don't think if you need to drink or have marijuana to have fun or relax.
Well, I think you just said it though. That's kind of the answer to the question. Is I mean, what if a dentist or a doctor had a drink right before they were called in?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like leisure, was they're allowed to have it too? I don't think there's any rules in abortion. When I saw a couple weeks ago how they did an abortion, there's no way I could do that. I almost got sick at my stomach. They went through how they did it, and I could not believe they did it that way. So I just thought they took something no matter what and sucked it out, but that's not it. And I can't see somebody, well, I'll tell you what it was, a doctor, him and his wife couldn't have a child, so they adopted one, and then she got pregnant, and he did abortions. I think he did other stuff. And the one 6-year-old got killed. And when he went back, he said they used like a forceps, a saw-like, and then they clamp and cut the leg off. And then he said each piece we have to stack up and label. He says because at the end we can't leave anything in there. And me thinking that you're sawing like a leg, an arm, a head off, no, there's no way that. But somebody that's young at 12 or raped, maybe that's different, but people just going in, there's too many ways to, you know, to solve that problem, and it just made me nauseous. I couldn't do that.
Well, to be honest with you, I can't speak to how it's done. I've never seen how it's done. I know it's been televised in the past because I know it was televised on the Phil Donahue show back in the 1970s, so it has been on television in the past. I honestly don't know. I cannot speak to that, and I don't know. I think...
But some of them are, as far as I know, I don't know what they want abortion, I don't know how you would do it, up to a time of birth, and then even after birth. Well, if you've got, like, a baby that's going to weigh 8 pounds, and you're going to try to abort that right at birth, I mean, this is nonsense. I don't know if any state does it, but that's what someone's wanting to do, and then after birth decide, and you can't do that. There's young girls, 15 and 16, in prison because, they said the baby wasn't born alive and stuff. No, to me, that's totally, there's too many ways to keep from getting pregnant that you can do. I couldn't live with myself if I did that. So.
Well, we will find out Tuesday night, that's for sure. Well, hey, thanks for your opinions.
Goodbye.
All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The category this morning, name something that drips. Water faucet, number one. 92 people said water faucet. Nose is number two. 4 people said a nose. And coffee is number 4. 2 people said coffee. What is number three on the list? We've been struggling with this one now for 2 days. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I have a couple of answers, Scott. We said water, multiple people, including myself. How about icicle? They're formed by dripping. That's how they become icicles.
No icicle. That? No.
The other answer, and I think this might have been one of them from when you did this last week, a candle.
Yes, a candle is on the list.
I guess that waxes back to last week.
That takes care. That
well,
takes
maybe wax as in wacky, and I'm pretty wacky.
Well, I will take that a candle. So did you hear Glenn this morning?
Part of it, yeah. Well, I was not sure what I was doing. But
so as we're in the home stretch,
I hadn't had enough coffee, as I forget. But Glenn, problem is he to me is very left on some issues, which would cause an issue. But yeah, talking to him, he always seems less liberal than I think he is, and I'm kind of average out as middle of the road. I mean, there are pluses about the guy, and there are pluses and minuses on all candidates.
Well, what do you make of the Cody Higley interview yesterday, which you said you did listen to? The feedback that we're getting on that
notifications
one.
Notifications from the Facebook page about it.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
I think it's rivaled Bill. I think it's gone above Bill Cosby in popularity.
No, I don't think it's any. I think Bill Cosby was up way above that. If
yeah,
you go back
local,
and look at
locally, though, I mean, we've had this is probably the most reaction locally. Bill Cosby being international, and I mean, Charlie's two daughters are in that district, right?
As far as I know, yes.
Yeah, they live in I call it Caledonia. So, it's a big, for a small district, it's a controversial issue, but sometimes these smaller districts, smaller municipalities, I mean, look at the controversy in New Rome from many years ago. They can really stir the pot. And I know enough about the area to make an informed comment, but these districts, they're on a shoestring. And kids need to be educated, and there's always controversy. So I'm glad we've stirred the pot. If nothing else, I mean, we've invited feedback. I can't think of a better term. Of course, stirring the pot could be taken two different ways, and I guess we have another issue related to that last word to be voted on this Tuesday. So I guess that's kind of the theme for the election, isn't it?
Well, I guess what I find interesting about this, because if I go back to the Wickham post, which was last Thursday, a week ago today.
Yeah,
now,
I
basically,
I like his name a lot better.
Yeah, but 16 people shared that. Now, as far as comments go, there weren't a whole lot of comments, but it got shared a whole lot of places. Now, what's interesting about the Cody Higley interview yesterday is I don't think it's been shared once. It's just on our page, but it's garnered 32 comments in less than 24 hours.
I keep getting notifications. You know, I thought somebody texted me and said, "Oh, you just won the lottery." No, it's more about Higley. I've seen where his daughters have commented, and that's great. I mean, they're both very caring individuals. And
well, I'm not sure what that has to do with this, but I guess my point is.
Well, I mean, I know Amy better. I mean, I'm friendly virtually with her and with her husband, who's a dignitary of sorts in and of himself, and you know she has school age children, so it does involve her a lot.
Well, right, I think it involves everybody.
I think if you know somebody too, you got even if you don't agree, you're certainly going to pay attention to what he or she would have to say.
Right. I guess my question though here is this morning is the angry nature of the comments. That's kind of the point that I was making.
Yeah, I noticed that. I haven't read everything, and again, I don't know enough about the situation, Scott. It's not something where I'm an expert. I mean, there are certain things where I am an expert. This isn't one of them. But as a taxpayer, yeah, there's controversy in the school district I live in, and I always vote no because I find that they waste money. The more they get, the more they waste.
Well, I guess
it's a large suburban district that I live in.
I guess
River Valley is a smaller rural district, and it the landscape is very different.
I think only one of the daughters has commented on it, but the point is
they have similar names. I might confuse them.
Yeah, but anyway,
I know Amy and Tim have certainly commented.
Yes, and I guess my point is it doesn't seem to be so much. I guess overall sweeping, it is about the levy, but what's interesting to me is it mostly seems to be attacks on Cody. And I guess that's fascinating.
Well, I appreciate him. Again, I appreciate anybody who comes on the air with you and talks. I didn't hear everything, but he seems like a good guy. He certainly is well-spoken.
I don't know. I don't know what all that means, to be honest.
You know, as I said yesterday, props to the code man.
Well,
I think that's how I got my answer, Scott, because the other guy, Adam Wickham, wick like a candle, right? Ham, right. Because I like to eat ham, because I'm an omnivore, and Adam, for obvious reasons. So that's where I got my candle answer from, to let you know.
Yeah, well, that's
isn't
where...
Isn't that a cute little essay?
Yeah, that's a nice little put-together there.
You might like it. Okay, well, that's all I had for
you. All right.
Glad I could get the answer. I'll look forward to another question, another way to clog up your phone line.
Thank you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. All right, we got an easy one here with 7 minutes left to go. Four answers in this one. We should get this. Name something kids love to jump on. Name something kids love to jump on. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Wait a minute. You actually want to hear me run my mouth?
Well, you know, we got right to the point of that soliloquy yesterday, and then the thing
went off. Wait a minute. What's a soliloquy?
It's an opinion that you're going to explain. Kind of a minor speech.
Okay. You can't go using those big words on me this early in the morning.
I know, it's a little early for that. So
your interview yesterday, the resounding theme seemed to be accountability. And, like, I'm not real political, but I think that accountability in any situation is 100% a good idea, 100% of the time.
Well, I think what's... interesting is that, like I said, and I'm not saying everybody who commented on it, but it's still going off this morning, 32 comments on social media on that interview, and basically they seem to be going after Cody and what he said on the air. Now, I don't know, I find that interesting.
Well, and the point too is, I think I heard Mayor Schertzer say before, unfortunately the right candidate doesn't always get elected too.
Well, what did you make of Glenn? I know you're not political, but what did you make of Glenn this morning with 5 days left to go?
Well, I mean, I just wish he was a little bit more, like, fired up. It just seems to me like, well, if I win, cool. If not, that's fine, too. And, I mean, is that how he's going to run his office if he's elected?
That's a good question. You know what's interesting about this whole election coming up on Tuesday, which our coverage will be continuous that night, starting at 7:15. But what's interesting to me is people teach their kids not to be mean, not to be rude, not to call names, not to do that sort of thing. But boy, when election time comes around, if people
get sharp.
Oh, if people don't agree with you, holy mackerel, it's just amazing. And it's interesting because you and I were having the conversation yesterday, I believe, when we got interrupted, was that, you know, I said that I say things on the air because this is the audience I talk to. I never say any names. Now, some people interpret some things I say as negatives toward people, but I don't really think they are, because they're not meant maliciously. When you go on social media and you're using somebody's name and going after them, I think that's a little malicious, and
right.
You know,
and like you said, a lot of people. I mean, it is a thin skin society that we live in, and everybody has a cause, and everybody has things that they're offended by. It's sometimes that's good, because it's possible to do the wrong thing for a really long time. You know, when I question something, well, we've always done it that way. It's not really a good answer, because it is possible to do something the wrong way for a really long time. And, you know, the certain discrimination are okay. But, I mean, you can't take every little criticism and clutch it to your heart either. You know, that's not good.
No. And I also think there's a difference between going after somebody personally who is offering themselves up for a candidate for office and me saying, oh, you know, I didn't have the greatest time at a party with somebody. Now, if that really hurts your feelings and put you in depression, then I really don't know what to do.
And there is a lot of goofy stuff that goes on. Like, there'll be some people that win just because they had more yard signs, and the people won't know anything about how that person feels about the issues. It's just, well, I saw, 950 posters, so I should probably vote for that person.
Right, right. And I think as we go into next week, what I will say about both Bill and Glenn is I haven't heard a negative thing out of either one of their mouths or any negative posters, anything, on Facebook, social media, anything, in that race. And that's the
big
one.
Well, that's certainly refreshing.
Yeah, and that's the big one. So I find that fascinating. But I think people just need to develop a little thicker skin. And, it's just, I don't think people mean these things personally. I think
I've got thick skin. You can say whatever you want about me, Scott.
So if we went to a party and I said you weren't the best party.
We would never go to a party because I don't trust you. I know that if I accidentally spilled my Kool-Aid or, something, it would be Monday morning. Well, here's us collect over here, and
with a minute left to go, let me say something, because I have to respond to that.
Well, you're going to say it while I'm listening, because I got work to do.
Okay. With 50 seconds left to go, what I would say about that is if I went somewhere with somebody, and somebody said, don't talk about that, or I believed that it was really humiliating to them, I would never mention it. Because if somebody tells me not to talk about it, I'm not going to talk about it. And also, I would never mention anybody's name. So even if I went to a party with somebody and they spilled a drink all over the place, I would not call them a klutz by name on the air. 40 seconds to go. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a bed.
A bed. Let me check here very quick. Bed, number one on the list. You got it.
All right, and that's all the time we have. Linda Sims coming up next, and I'll be back tomorrow morning for our big Friday schedule. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah, all you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true?